Back here on the morning wake up on the Friday ahead of the long weekend, Memorial Day. Looking forward to all of what that brings. Want you to be safe out there because we want you to rejoin us next week. Don't forget, on Monday, we'll have special programming here with Fox Network, and then we'll be back with a fresh edition of the show, bright and early, 6 a.m. Eastern time on Tuesday morning. Well, television doctors, and I'm not talking about the shows, you know, the medical drama shows so much as I am, you know, the ones that you see on TV that have medical talk shows or who have their own programs on some of the other cable channels. They have a lot of cachet these days, and there's some good with that. I mean, because they get topics out there and they get people talking about health issues, and that can never be a bad thing. But you know what could be a bad thing is when people trust the TV doctor more than perhaps their own primary care physician. That can get complicated, and that's something relatively new in our society, our culture. Why do they do this? Well, joining us this morning is award-winning behavioral health specialist and the author of Changing Behavior, who specializes in doctor-patient relationships, Dr. Georgiana Donadio. Good morning, Dr. Donadio.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you for being on with us. So I worked a lot of years in television. We had the doc shows that would come on, and I'd see them right before our newscast. And some days I would say, wow, boy, they're kind of going off on a tangent there. And other times, well, you know, and what I mean is you pay your money, you take your choice, and you're free to dismiss. But I never thought, well, you know, this guy clearly has more of a clue than my primary care physician. That's the guy I talk to. But some people do. Why do you think that is?
Well, there are several reasons for this relatively new phenomena. Some of it has to do with our celebrity culture in America. We are enabled to have a very strong attachment to celebrity. It's encouraged everywhere, and it's even encouraged in terms of the healthcare actors, the people who are playing doctors and nurses, because it's part of how we sell media, and it's part of how we encourage people to become fans. So some of that is good old marketing. Some of it has to do with the fact that television celebrities, they know how to communicate in media to make people feel that they're actually having a relationship with their audience. They speak to the audience with a level playing field. They speak to them as if they can understand what they're saying. And they give them information that seems very reasonable and information that they've generally heard before as well.
Doctor, do you think that's some? I'm going to go out. Here I am off on a tangent. Wow, what a shock for listeners of the program. But do you think there are some younger doctors in the United States who've looked at, and maybe some middle-aged doctors with our era of television who looked at characters on very popular shows and kind of based their own persona on a particular character because they know that it'll be an identification factor with the patients?
Well, I think that might be a rare occurrence. What is more likely is that the way we're trained in medical school has more to do with it than emulating a role model on a television show. Doctors today are not getting good communication skills. The book Changing Behavior is about the 35 years of research that I've been involved with as far as doctor-patient communication is concerned. And we're very involved. I'm very involved in research that's being done at CMS and MSU University on the model of doctor-patient communication that we've developed. So we know a lot about that. And what we know is that the biggest problem in medicine today is communication between doctors and their patients. It's really bad. Patient satisfaction is low, and errors and malpractice and the cost of healthcare is all being affected because of poor doctor-patient relationship and poor doctor-patient communication. So the big thing that we have to focus on right now, and Washington sees this as the number one problem in medicine, is improving doctor-patient communication.
Well, doctor, I would suggest something here, that when I watch a television show, like, for example, the characters on House, very, very popular one, Grey's Anatomy, etc. In these shows, when they're having conversations with patients, they may be getting heated. They're going back and forth, but they're having a conversation. There's some eye contact. a lot of times now docs are sitting there with their iPads and their laptops and never even look at a patient. I've seen this and I've seen my own family. So, and I'm not suggesting that the medical care there is bad, but I think that's part of the gap and the loss of communication as a possibility.
You're absolutely correct. It's evident now that the biggest problem, this isn't just true in medicine, it's true mm-hmm. in marriage, it's true in
sure.
business, it's true in all relationships. We are losing our ability, if we even have it, to communicate properly. But your observation is brilliant, because what is going on that has compounded the situation today is you've got electronic medical records. So you now have physicians sitting there typing away, not really listening and not really communicating or relating to their patients, certainly not making eye contact. So that's a very good point, and it is becoming a bigger and bigger problem, and that's why we're doing the research we're doing, and that's why we've developed a methodology for doctors to be able to learn very quickly and very easily how to have good communication skills.
And they used to call it just general bedside manner, but that's a term that could well make a comeback here and would be a positive for the profession, because it's so good now technologically. It's so good in terms of being able to quickly get research and turn it around into clinical and practice, but if you lose that human connection, you definitely lose something.
Absolutely, and that's why media docs are very popular, because they do give the illusion that they're
sure.
creating a relationship with you.
They do, and they're right there in your living room at the same time. It's almost, they're making a house call, ladies and gentlemen, in more ways than one. Award-winning uh-huh. behavioral health specialist and the author of Changing Behavior, specializing in doctor-patient care, Dr. Georgiana Donadio. She joins us here this morning. We appreciate your time, Doc.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
That's just good advice there all the way around. The profession has definitely changed, and something to watch as we go. I'm not saying don't watch those TV shows, or especially the ones that have the actual real-life doctor who gets their own show. I'm not ripping those per se. I think they've got a positive and negatives out there, but you know, they are what they are. But if you start taking that more into account than your own doctor, just because they tend to look at you through the television and make eye contact, well, that seems a little bit, to me, just in general, whacked out. Not something to emulate at all. This is the Morning Wake Up. This is Friday ahead of Memorial Day. And as always, this is 1320 WILS.